Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This evening, Cool Boy, it's a pleasure to have you.
Hello.
No. Welcome to the show, Cool Boy. It's a pleasure to have you on the show with G Holla Radio, Celebrity Life, and how you feeling out there in Cali?
Oh, I'm good, homie. Everything is cool. Thank you for having me.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, he was not given that name for a reason, boy. You want to talk about cooler the other side of the pillow, you know? Brother, definitely smooth. You can feel the wind breeze all the way from GA. So it seems like we lost Cool Boy. That's cool. He should call back in just one moment. Drop for some reason. That's okay. That's technology. We do have a caller on the line. Let me let you know. Welcome to the show from Cali area code. Oh, there we go. Got Cool Boy calling back in. Let's let him back on. Welcome back. I know how technology is. It works for us when it works, and when it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Cool Boy back on the line with us.
It's all good.
Original Pop Locker. Cool Boy,
yeah.
I want this interview as what they did for New Edition with the biopic, how they started at the beginning of their life, then it got to the middle of their life, and then, you know, they hit up to current, to today's and time. So I want to start off with the very beginning of your life, and I would like to know, what has been connection with music and pop and dancing for you? What has that experience been like since a younger child?
Has inspired my life as a younger child?
Yes.
With music?
Yes.
With music, you know, right now, today, it's all about hip-hop, you know, rap. But when I was a kid, man, in my youth, it was about funk. You know, when I started pop-locking, it wasn't to hip-hop first. It was to funk music first. That's when pop-locking originated. We was getting down to groups like Zap, you know what I'm saying? Parliament.
Okay.
You know, Morris Day and the Time. You know, Michael Jackson, Prince. You know, the late 70s, early 80s. That's when I was growing up, homie. And it had a big impact on my life. You know what I mean? Because, man, that was my opinion. That was real. You know what? It's not my opinion. It's a fact. That was real music back then. You know what I'm saying? You had bands, someone actually on the bass guitar, somebody actually on the keyboard, you know, somebody actually blowing the saxophone, you know, versus everything today is electronically made, you know, through a computer. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Proud to grow up in that era. You know what I mean? To me, the best music was made from 1974 to 1982. I love that era, that gap right up in there. That's where the bomb music was. You know, Confunction, One Way, you know. You know those jams, man. Cutie Pie, You're the Reason Why. Tell you so. You know. Yeah. And Cameo, you know, shake your pants, shake. You know, that was music, man. And then the hip-hop came along. You know what I mean? Then we started pop-locking the hip-hop. But it was funk music first. And a lot of these youngsters don't know that. They don't know the history. They don't know where it all started. You know, it started with the funk first, man. Confirm.
Now, with the pop locking, who would be considered the pioneers of it? like when and where was it discovered in that sense of, because a lot of times when we talk about like hip hop, for example, they always say the Bronx is the birthplace, but I think that's even debatable. I think we was rapping way before then, but you know, just was just a different form. But for you and your experience through your eyes, what is the origin of the pop block? Where did it come from?
I'm gonna speak on my I'm gonna speak on my city and where I come from.
Okay.
I'm gonna speak on my area, my hood, my city, Compton, Hawthorne. You know, man, you had a generation before me. And this generation, they were legends, street legends. They may have not got as popular as me, but man, they kicked it off, man, and they were dope. And I'm gonna give you some names. You had a dude from out of Linwood, which is right next door to Compton, Linwood slash Compton, and his name is David Smythe. They call him the one-armed bandit. And this dude would go to everybody's. If he heard about another pop locker at another high school, he would go up to that high school looking for him. This dude was on. He was about battling. But he was cold. He was a badass pop locker, man. Much respect to the one-armed bandit. And then you have another cat from out of Tickalot. Out of Compton. And the cat name was Tickalot, man. And he's most definitely a pioneer, Tickalot, man, from out of Compton. Now, he's the one from back in the day when Compton used to have parades. They would have these parades, man, and the parades would be off the chain. You would see Tickalot out there in the front getting down, out there pop-locking and busting, man. So he made a hell of a name for him on the street. You know what I'm saying? But the person that everybody had to wave their hand and bow down to, man, was who we call the King of Pop, the original King of Pop, Mr. Anthony A.K. King. He is the creator of a legendary pop locking crew from out of the east side of Compton called the Electronic Puppets. He was known as the King of Pop. So that's a few legends, man. A few pioneers, just to name a few.
Now, speaking of that, you have brought up a very, very, very good, interesting point when we talk the King of Pop. Because naturally, people are going to associate it with a more commercially success artist, who we both know, one of the great MJ by those initials. What is the connection? Connect us with the King of Pop that you know, that started the origins of it, versus the legendary and also iconic as well, Michael Jackson. How does that relate? How did Michael Jackson come out?
Man, what people need to realize is, I don't care who you are in life, just because you are successful, your success came from someone. Someone helped you. You either was inspired by somebody, motivated by somebody, something, you know, something touched you, something touched your heart, something touched your soul. So what I'm saying is, man, Michael Jackson wanted to learn how to pop lock. And he went and got a few cats. He went and got some dope pop lockers, man. One of them was a cat named Jeffrey Daniels, who taught him how to, what we call it, the backslide. Lockers call it the backslide. But Michael Jackson got a hold of the dance and renamed it the moonwalk. So with him being the biggest entertainer of the world, of course everyone calls it the moonwalk. But the original term is the backslide. Jeffrey Daniels taught Michael Jackson how to get down. Another cat from out of Orange County, a light-skinned dude who I had the pleasure of meeting from a group called the Orange County Boppers or something like that. But his name was Casper. And I just recently met this cat, man, like about 4 years ago. And he helped teach Michael Jackson how to pop lock. But like I said, man, overall everyone kept talking about, oh, man, you got to meet Anthony King, the king of pop. Michael Jackson heard that term and fell in love with it. And he took it.
Mm.
Now, of course, he didn't use it to represent the dance pop locking. He took it and he represent pop music. So he took it and used king of pop. But that term, king of pop, was originated for a pop locker, and who was known as the king of pop from the east side of Compton, Mr. Anthony A.K. King, Electronic Puppets.
Hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's some historical fact right there. I hope all of you are tuning in and vibing in. I hope you play this back a million times over and get a better understanding of the origination of the original beginning origin story of that title of being king of pop. Some good knowledge right here. Do not let this knowledge go away. We as a culture of people, I don't care where you from, we got to hold on to our story. I don't even call it history, because history is man's story. You got history and you got her story, and then you got our story together. This is very important. I hope you guys are tuning in. We got the coolest man in the land, Mr. Cool Boy. I do see a couple of colors up on the board. I'm going to let you guys on when you hit the unmute. Therefore, you can leave a comment, show some love to the boy, the legendary, iconic Mr. Cool Boy, original pop locker on Celebrity Life with G Holla. And our first caller for this evening, welcome to the show, and it's your time to shine. Caller, call me in. Are you there? That's cool. We'll come back with you.
Somebody got shy. they got butterflies.
It's all good. That's right.
Don't be scared.
Okay.
Speak up.
Okay, we got another caller on the line. We're going to let them on the line. You're on the line right now with Pooh Boy. He dropped some dope bang with us. When you heard that unmute button, you can leave a comment. You can show some love or whatever you would like to do. Welcome to the show this evening.
Yeah, hi. My name is Chrissy. I'm with Candy Cane Consultant. I was calling for Cool Boy from the West Coast Pop Lockers.
Hey. What's Pop Locking?
Shit, nothing. Calling in, supporting, doing my job.
That's right. G.
Yes, sir. Still on the line with you.
That young lady right there is about business right there. I appreciate her calling in. She happens to be, let's say like a booking agent / manager / shit. I can name about 10 different things, man. She do for the Hypnotic Puppets, man.
you could just call me Chrissy, no title.
Chrissy, no title. She like a Jamaican. She worked 366 days a week year, huh? Never stopped.
Again. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Well, Chris, I'd like to ask you, no title, what is it like working and representing for Cool Boy? What has that experience been like for you?
Man, Cool Boy is one of my favorite clients. He's the dopest ever. I don't have to babysit him. I don't have to call him. I don't have to say, what are you doing? I don't have to do none of that. None of that at all. He's so dope. With a lot of these clients in this game, you got to babysit. You got to call them. You got this done. You got that. He got his stuff together.
Well, thank you. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking
and
about.
Not to mention, or whatever, just real quick, he's also a motivator. He called me, I think, at the beginning of the new year. He said, if having nobody else told you, I'm here to tell you that you're appreciated and you work hard and I appreciate everything that you do. That's dope to me.
Right on. And that was real. Yeah.
It is. I agree. When someone as great as he is appreciates you and values what you do, because you do a very important role, I would agree. That should let you know that your destiny in itself is also going to be a wonderful and divine one. and that you always be the light out there in the world. And we definitely appreciate you for calling in and representing and doing what you do. You are awesome, too, as well. So thank you for being on the show with us.
No problem. Thank you so much. Pop Lock Love. Have a great interview.
Pop Lock Love.
Pop Lock Love. Here we go. We've got a few more callers. I don't want to take up all of the time. We're going to get into more information on my celebrity life with Cool Boy. I see the callers calling in. When you hear the unmute, man, don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Show some love. Spread some love. Send a comment. It doesn't matter. It is your time to pop, lock, and love. Welcome to the show, caller. Mute button.
My name is Anthony A.K. King, the original king of pop. Greetings, loved
one. Oh, wow. That's who I was speaking on right there. Surprise, surprise.
When I tell you, first of all, I am so honored to even be here. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for creating such a wonderful platform that you guys keep this beautiful art of ours alive. This is absolutely incredible. Brother Cool Boy, let me talk about him for a minute. He spoke enough about me for right now. This young man, it must have been, ooh, wow, has it been, what, 6-7 years now maybe? That we've known each other? About that. I know that Cool Boy was a brother that looked for me for 2 years. I actually ignored him for a couple of years. Who's this guy that's tracking me down? Another one that wants to talk about pop locking. And, you know, when somebody knocks on your door enough, you're going to open it, at least if nothing else, to say, go away. But this beautiful young man, that was the best door-opening session I ever had, because not only did he know the history of this dance, but I could see that his love for it. And like the sister said, you never have to tell him to do anything. What he's done with the dance and where he's taking it, making it a part of a lifestyle, not just an art form, but a lifestyle, and serious about it, and the love that he gives to all, male, female, every culture, every nationality, the children, what he brings with that yellow Hummer and that trailer and all of the art that you put on the your paraphernalia, on your jackets, the way you've branded yourself with your clothing. Just an amazing human being. And when he asked me for my mantle, being from Compton, I couldn't have been more proud to hand it over to a better person. I absolutely love you, Cool Boy. You are an amazing human being.
Oh, man. Love you too, man. Right on.
I know it shows.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Gee, you heard it from the man yourself, man. There he is.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised. It's an honor that he even called in, you know.
Well, I was invited. Somebody linked me to the promotion for the show, and I was just elated that the show would even be about the art, that the show would be about pop locking. That just made me really proud. So I had to take a few minutes to call, send some love to the host, to all the brothers and sisters that's keeping this art alive, and to those OGs out there that's listening, that it lives in your blood. I absolutely love you.
Dope. Super dope.
We love you back. We love that. We definitely got to get you back on to be on to the show, too.
And I danced against them all. They all came. They all failed. They all saw it on my jacket, King of Pop. And in 1979, when I put it on my jacket, the statement was, how dare him? You know, because at that time we were creating the culture for the Southland, West Coast, pop lockers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We were creating the cultures because it was replacing a lot of killing and fighting. So we kept the style in the sense that gangs had, you know, jackets and things that they wore with their insignia on it to let you know where they're from. In like fashion is how we formed our groups and put our letters on our jacket. And there weren't as many styles as they talk about now, all these different styles. There was just the dance itself. Now, from what I heard, is that popping is not an umbrella term. Well, mark my words, it was in the Southland coming out of Compton. And as all these different styles started to take a shape, because I can do them all, people would start to name themselves accordingly. And you'd be challenged according to the name that you wore on your jacket. So if you weren't a good popper, popping something wasn't what you wanted on your jacket, because you mess around and get your whole jacket took.
Yes, sir.
You know, so if you were a waiver, you know, you kind of wanted to be creative and artsy with your name, you know, Waving Willie or Tickin' Terry, you know, or Vibrating Victor, or, you know, we create names. And here I am, King, not King Pop, King of Pop. How dare him say that he's the king of the whole damn thing?
The nerve.
Well, it ain't but one way to find out, and that's to put it in the circle, baby.
Mm.
And they all came.
Ooh,
and they all failed.
Ooh,
and if you don't believe me, you better ask somebody.
Ooh, wait.
And the ones that didn't get in that circle, that stood by and watched, is because they knew better.
Mm-hmm.
Not just at one spot. And we didn't have social media the way we do now. Word of mouth was really social media. You knew who Anthony King was, and not only did they come to my spots looking for me, I went to all of their spots. I went to Centennial. I went to Compton High. Plus, I was the drum major at Dominguez High School. I was a drum major in high school, too. Carson High, Banning, all of them, from Carson to Gardena, Compton, Linwood, Long Beach, and deep in the L.A., they all knew Anthony King, the King of Pop from the Electronic Puppets. And if you guys haven't heard, there was a main spot called the Eve After Dark.
There it is.
It's still alive right now on the corner of El Segundo and Avalon.
Yeah.
The owner of that club, my brother of 38 years, Alonzo Williams, the infamous Alonzo that created the world-class Wrecking Crew, you know, where Dr. Dre comes from, same guy. Dr. Dre was the DJ, him and Yella, at the time. Dr. Dre, still to this day, he always leaves the of out. He calls me King Pop. He was one of my biggest fans. And when, now the difference, what made Lonzo, you had other folks that promoted parties like Uncle Jam's Army. They had a lot of the parties, but what made Lonzo so special, he was the only one that owned his venue. The other places would have parties in different spots. The Eve After Dark was going to be on the corner of El Segundo and Avalon every weekend. And that was the hub for all of the poppers, pop lockers alike to meet up. And when they had contests, it was on the radio. It was on 1580 K-Day, KGLH, KGFJ at the time. and you would know. Lonzo will tell you, you might want to get him on here too, interview him. He'll tell you that folks used to call the club and say, is Anthony King going to be in the contest? And if he said, yeah, they wouldn't show up. So he had to start lying to them. I never lost a contest ever. Ever. Captain Crunch and the Funky Bunch were there.
Oh, we.
Oh, the Majestic Poppers. I think that was the name of them. A couple other groups. And I joined the Air Force in 1981 because there was no platform. There was no videos at the time. And the only way I could continue to dance and take it around the world in my mind was to join the Air Force. And there's a video online. Called I think The Original King of Pop, and that shows that was American Idol before American Idol. You had to compete around the world, and that video, the Air Force after 25 years sent me that video, and you can see it on YouTube. That was our way of touring around the world. And I think I was probably one of the first, if not the first, to take this dance outside of our realm to actually tour with it. That's why I wasn't around when Michael Jackson and them started dancing in the Southland, because at the time I was in Alaska. I was in Alaska doing the same thing. When I heard that he called himself the King of Pop, my phone rang off the hook for 3 weeks. 3 weeks straight. You hear Michael Jackson calling himself? And you had half of Compton was mad. We love Michael Jackson, but they knew he wasn't the King of Pop. Compton stood up. But I was actually proud because I'm a Michael Jackson fan. So just to hear my term on the television at that time, well, that was big news. So I never hated on that. To watch him do the moonwalk and call it, or backslide, call it the moonwalk, was absolutely hilarious to me. I enjoyed a great laugh out of that. So that's a little bit of the history that goes along with where we come from, where pop locking comes from, and who I am in the game. And I know these shows are archived, so I'm going to keep it forever, too.
That's right. That's right. Please do, because we need to know.
I often say, in my opinion, those who are ignorant of their past are blind to their future. So we definitely have to make sure we keep telling these stories over and over and over again to make sure that your name forever rings in infamy. Along with his name, and I think it's very
right on,
ideal.
And let me say this too. I want
please,
this documented, so I'm going to say this. Pop locking cannot be taught. I'm going to say that again. Pop locking cannot be taught. Now I know they're teaching classes around the world. No disrespect to cats making money, but the dance don't know you getting paid. The dance does not know you are in need of money. That's why they have so many feuds around the world, because they've tampered with the vibration. See, when you're trying to market something and belittle it for dollars and cents, you compromise the game and you tamper with the vibration. Now, anybody that wants to learn this dance, it has to call you, and you got to follow somebody. You got to trend somebody, because it has to happen to you. You can tell a person over and over, move like this, move like that. If you have a class, sure, you're going to have people that pay to come to your class, but you will not be teaching them pop locking. If you have to tell somebody to stay on the beat, you're not talking to a dancer. You never have to tell a dancer to stay on beat. Cool boy, did somebody teach you how to pop lock?
No, sir. I was introduced.
It called your name.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
No one taught me how to pop lock, but the dance was introduced to me.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I picked it up. It was natural. When I saw that dance, it wasn't even a thought process.
Right.
It was like immediate possessed.
Yes.
The dance was in me.
Yes.
It's been in me since then. And what I mean by possessed, man, let me give you an example. I can be in the grocery store shopping, and I can find myself sliding and gliding down the aisle, you know, picking up my and don't even realize I'm.
Right.
That means the dance, it took over me, man. It's almost like catching the Holy Ghost. It took over my body. So it wasn't even a choice. It's not like, oh, I want to do that. It just was in me.
Yes.
It jumped in me. And that's a feeling. You know?
It's a spirit. Like you said, the spirit has to possess you. The dance has to call you. It has to touch you. And, you know, I don't know about these days, but I know, and I'm sure you guys do, but in my day, we had a bunch of cats, we called them closet pop lockers, because they were at all the functions, but they wouldn't get in that circle. That circle wasn't for them. They would go home and work on their craft, and they would compete, you know, maybe with just folks against, you know, on their street or family members or something like that. But those big circles was for those cats that was really in the game. And again, it cannot be taught. It has to happen to you. I never taught nobody pop locking. There are cats that followed me. There are cats that learned what they knew and perfected their craft by watching and being in the mix always. But to teach somebody this thing, that's a myth.
Either you have it or you don't.
I can feel it. It is. It's definitely something that comes from the universal God or the primary God, whichever God that you choose to recognize by whatever name. I'm definitely with that. It's smooth stuff right there, man. It's an honor to have you on to the show, too. The original, the first King of Pop. And we'd like to have you back on whenever you have more time. And we can go a little bit more into your life to do as well and get the more stories about the origins of Backslide and Moonwalk and things of that nature. So we really appreciate you being on My Celebrity Life with Cool Boy. I'm your host, G Holla. All the listeners and followers and subscribers out there, play this back 100 times, million times. Well, matter of fact, put it on infinite and just listen and hear the game from the original. We have to make sure that we always keep our history intact, no matter what it is, from pop locking to dancing to rapping and singing, playing drums, instruments, not because it's just black history. Black history is every day. You're making history right now as we speak. You are all great. And also remember that black lives, not only do they matter, but they are matter. We are the material material essence that makes up the universe. We are the carbon. We are the melanin. Without us, there would be no physical universe. So y'all make sure y'all look that up too, man. Some good history that you need to learn about. Get into your sciences. It's cool. Get into your history. It's cool. Get into your pop locking. It's cool. Don't be afraid to be whoever you are. Think outside of the box. Matter of fact, there is no box. Think and grow, man, and develop. And then, like these great brothers, they created something. Someone else has taken it and moved it into their arena, but that's okay. You're still great, and you can continue to be great no matter what happens to you in life. So we definitely salute the original pop locker, the original King of Pop, definitely doing their thing on G Holla Radio with My Celebrity Life.
if you don't mind, we do have another caller. I'd like to thank you for calling in and show them a little bit of love, too. And I want to give you my email address, too, so I can email you as well. So if you have something, a piece of paper, if you're ready, let me know, and I'm going to set up an interview with you, too. Hello?
Sorry. Were you speaking to me?
Oh, yes, sir. I am. Mr. King, I'm speaking to you. I'm going to give you my email address so we can
let me give you mine.
Connect with you also. Okay.
One let me give you mine and just hit me up, okay?
Yes,
it's Anthony A.K. King at Gmail. You got it? Hello? Brother G?
Sound like we lost him. G, are you there?
Well, he'll call back in. And for those of y'all that's listening out there, Anthony A.K. King at Gmail. My website is anthonyakking.com. Check out some of my great R&B music, soul music, if you will. And any questions that you guys have, I'm available to you regarding this dance, this thing of ours. And again, Cool Boy, I absolutely love you, man. I'm really proud of you and what you're doing with this thing. Around the world, I see you shining.
Thank you very much, man. And it's a pleasure to have you call in, especially, you know, to back up my story. You made it official. It's kind of like, man, it's kind of like Richard Pryor. Now, let's not use Richard Pryor. Let's use Gregory Hines. You know, Gregory Hines is talking to his peers and talking to everybody. And then Sammy Davis Jr. walk in. This is the equivalence right here.
Yeah, Sammy Davis Jr. was, if not the most talented human being I have ever witnessed in my life overall.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I'm talking about in the overall. You know, he probably wasn't the greatest dancer in the world, but he was one of them. Probably wasn't the greatest singer, but could really sing.
Yeah.
Great drummer. Great actor. He was great at everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a great analogy, and an honor to even fit that category.
That's right. No doubt. Sorry about the little break I got.
Oh, there you go.
I apologize.
Hey, we got you, Brother G.
Yeah.
We got you.
I appreciate that.
You did?
Man. True professional.
Let me give you my – did you get my email address?
Let me make sure that I have it going back here. May I have it one more time, please?
It's Anthony A.K. King at Gmail. And my website is anthonyakking.com. I got some great soul music. I'm almost like Sammy Davis Jr. I can dance, sing, I write my music, I play my instrument. Hey, I am kind of like Sammy Davis Jr., huh, Cool Boy?
I like Gregory, so there it is. There it is. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I got you.
Hey,
right.
Listen, brothers, I love all of y'all. I'll be listening. I got to get ready to go to a concert because my cousin is in Club Nouveau, J. King, and they're in Vegas tonight, and that happens to be where I live. So I got to get ready, but I got you guys on speaker coming out of the big JBLs in my studio, and I absolutely love and appreciate each and every one of you.
Right on, AK, man. Thank you for calling. Appreciate you backing me up. That was dope. Real dope.
You got it, baby. I love you.
It was. Thank you. Peace. I appreciate you. Got a couple more callers on the line. The Holla at Cool Boy. We're going to hold him a little bit longer, man. We're going to try to hold the legendary brother as long as we can. Another caller. You might be from Cali out there. When you hear that unmute, you are on the line with Cool Boy, the original pop locker. Hello, you there?
That's cool. We having technical errors. That's fine. I do have a caller calling from my area code, AUGATL, CSRA, all of that good stuff. Welcome on to the show where you hear the unmute. You're online with Mr. Cool Boy, the original pop locker with my celebrity life. How you doing this evening?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Can everybody hear me?
We can.
Yes.
We hear you loud and clear.
My name is Kayla. I do every now and then work with G on his holler radio. He's really cool. I love the fact that I can be on all of the interviews that I am invited to. And Mr. Coolboy, you are awesome. And for Mr. Anthony, I'm not sure if he's still on the line. I'm glad that he actually came up with the original King of Pop, the dance in a whole. I just think it's awesome.
Well, thank you very much. And I'll take the pleasure of saying thank you for Mr. Anthony King as well. He's not on the phone anymore, but I'll say thank you for him as well.
You're welcome. Now, I have been on the call since it's probably about 4 minutes into the call, and I'm not sure if I was the first caller, but no, I'm not shy. I will say that I'm not shy.
Okay.
I think I was just having technical difficulties as well.
All right.
But one of the questions I did want to ask was, when you started dancing, and how old were you when you started dancing, and what was the feeling like as a dancer myself? How I would answer the question is, you really can't explain it. It just comes naturally. I just want to know your
honestly, when I first started pop locking,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just, it was like I said earlier, it was a spirit that hit me. And I was doing the dance before I knew what it was even titled. You know, I didn't know this was called pop locking. I just knew that it hit me and I was doing it. You know, I had seen it in person. I had seen it on TV. I had, you know, seen it all around. I'm going to say I was about 9 years old, 8 or 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And there's three dances in this dance that we call pop locking. One is the robot. One is locking. And then you put them together and you have pop locking. So before I was full-fledged pop locking, I was doing a dance called the robot. And then I started doing another dance called locking. Now, when you mix those two dances together, you have pop locking. So, like I said, when I first started, are you guys familiar with an old 70s sitcom called What's Happening?
Yes, we
What's
are.
What's Happening?
Yeah. And it had a character on there named Rerun.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, Rerun
that's
is
right.
One of the original lockers. Just
mm-hmm.
to give you guys an example of what locking is. If you remember that character from that sitcom, and he was a chubby dude. A matter of fact, his
mm-hmm.
original street name, his TV name was Rerun, but his dance name, Penguin. Because he would, in the middle of his dance, he would walk like a penguin. And
I do remember that.
Yeah, you remember Roger and Dee and all of them? And, well, how old are you? you don't mind me asking. Yeah.
I'm only 27, but yeah, I watch older stuff too.
Okay.
27.
Okay. Well, he was one of the original Lockers, and that's how the dance was created. From it's an offspring off of that dance mixed with the robot. Just to give you an idea of how it was created. So I actually saw that dance first. And that dance hit me as a kid. And it hit me so hard that, I mean, I couldn't stop doing it wherever I was at. If I was sitting down eating a bowl of cereal, I was locking, you know, putting my pajamas on, I was locking, getting on my bicycle, going out the door, I was locking. It hit me. I couldn't stop doing it. I was possessed at a young age. I'm sorry?
What would your mom and dad say when you were doing that around the house?
They were very supportive of it, you know, especially on family, you know, when we have family gatherings, you know,
mm-hmm.
I was that kid that everybody, go call him in here, turn the music up and make him do that lock dance. You know, that I was that kid, the kid that had to come out and entertain the family for that quick 10 to 15 minutes and then had to go back in the bedroom. You know what I mean? You know, you come out and party with the adults for a good 10 to 15 minutes, then you got to go back in the room.
No.
So they loved it. Long story short, they loved it.
That's good. So from when you first started until now, your support system was always there.
I wouldn't say that because when I was growing up with this dance, no one looked at it in the perspective of as a career. A matter of fact, I remember my father's exact words was, "Life ain't all about fun and games and pop locking." Those were his exact words. So far as doing this for a living, as a career, in entertainment, it wasn't in their mentality. You know, my father was a businessman. He was into real estate and selling and buying homes and things of that sort. So dancing for a living was not in his vision at all. But it became so much of a passion of mine. I made it work. You know, and not only that, it's a different time and day. You know, when we're speaking on my parents, you're talking, they grew up in the 60s, you know, versus I grew up in the 80s. You know, rap started coming out and hip hop and music videos and stuff like that.
Right.
And that's how as a matter of fact, that's how I became popular with this dance, going to everybody's video shoot. And by doing that, that's what kicked the career off for me. I went to a video shoot one day for a rapper by the name of Afro Man. Went to his video shoot, and I'll never forget, I threw on a green Dickie suit, stopped and got me a beer. I walked into the middle of them filming. I'm talking about lights, camera, action. I pulled up and walked in right into the middle of why they were filming and just started dancing, which is rude. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to wait and be asked to participate in the video. I jumped right in the scene and started dancing, and Afro Man went crazy over. Wow, man, who is this? Who is he? Who is this? Who is this dude? And he went crazy over me. So long story short, after the video shoot, about 2 days later, he called me early in the morning. And I didn't recognize the number. I could tell it was from an out-of-state number. And I'm like, hello? Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, is this Cool Boy? I said, yeah. He said, hey, man, this is Fro. And I didn't catch on. I'm like, Fro? He said, yeah, Afro Man. You know, he called himself Fro for short. And I said, what's happening, Fro? And he said, hey, man, how much it costs for you to be on, go on tour. And at the time, I had never been on a tour. And when he asked me that, I didn't know how to answer. I didn't know what to say. And so I just came up with a number. I said, man, I need at least $1,000 a week. He said, okay, no problem. I mean, he responded immediately. He said, no problem. I'll give you that plus $100 a day per diem. I should have said 2,000 because he responded so quickly. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I should have said 2,000. But anyway, man, that dude is the first hip-hop artist that took me to every state in the country as his dancer. And that's what kicked my career off for me. I give all the props to Afro Man. Took me to every state in the country. But, I don't know if you guys are familiar with who Afro Man is, but he had a hit song, and it was called Because I Got High.
Because I Got High.
Yes!
Because I Got High.
Oh, my God. That's like one of my favorite songs. Oh, my God. That's too funny.
So then after Afro Man, I ended up hooking up with another West Coast artist who runs real tough with DJ Quick, and his name is Sugar Free.
Mm-hmm.
And I started dancing for Sugar Free, and when I started pop locking for him, that's when I started getting recognized by rappers like Snoop Dogg and the Dog Pound and Mac 10 and Dub C and E-40 and Too Short, all the other West Coast rappers. When I started dancing for Sugar Free, all those rappers started acknowledging me, you know, and giving me my respect and props, you know. So till today, I have a relationship. Like, let me give you an example, man, on how cool Snoop is. When Snoop see me, you know, most people nod their head and go, what's up, or say hi. You know, they greet each other. They pound with their hands or whatever, give each other five. Snoop don't do none of that when he see me. When Snoop see me, he stops and he goes into a freeze. Like he just frozen. And he actually starts battling me. And to me, that's more of a greet and more of a respectful greet than anything that he can do. He stops and pop locks. You know what I'm saying? And we have like a miniature pop lock battle before he says hi. And he can't really get out. But it's you know, that's a cool thing to be acknowledged like that by him. You know what I mean? That's the king of the West Coast. You know?
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's right. What is it like being on tour versus doing it in the streets? What's the most memorable moments about being on tour with each artist?
Man, what I like as a dancer, you know, as a pop locker going from state to state, everybody is not familiar with the dance. Or they are, but never seen it in person. So, man, when I went to certain states, man, they went crazy over it. I mean, they was treating me like I was Michael Jackson. You know, especially when you go into, like, the South, as far as Bama and Tennessee, you know, in those states over there, they're not really hip to the pop locking, because pop locking is a West Coast thing. This is where where it was created. And a lot of people get that mixed up. They think it comes from the East Coast, but it doesn't. Breakdancing comes from the East Coast, and they're two separate dances. A lot of people think they're the same, and they're once upon a time they were running mates. You know, you were pop locking and you were breakdancing, but pop locking was created on the West Coast, and breakdancing was created on the East Coast, New York to be exact. Pop locking was created in California. So to go to these different states, man, and to be acknowledged by people who, you know, they were stunned. They were shocked. And that's a good feeling to introduce this dance to people all over the United States.
That's too cold right there. That's too cool. We actually got another caller on the line. We're going to let you go on with the legendary, iconic, cool boy, the original pop locker on my celebrity life. This is G Holler Radio. We've got our co-host Kayla on the line as well. As soon as you hear the unmute, come on, show some love to Pop Lock. Ask some questions. Sit around a bit. Turn up. Turn down. Do whatever you want. This is a cool show right now. Cool as the other side of the pillow, as I would like to say. When you hear that unmute button, you will be on the show. Welcome to the show, caller.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Welcome to the show. How you doing this evening?
Yeah, dude. How you doing?
All is well in Kingdom. I appreciate you. You on the line with Mr. Cool Boy, the original Pop Locker?
Are you serious? Yes, he is the best.
Oh, knock it off. Knock it off. You're the best. That's one of my knock it off, man. That's one of my crew members, you guys. That's Marty McFly from my group.
Yeah. Oh, Marty McFly, take us back in time, back to the future.
Pop Locker. Hey, you know, Marty is a now that's right there. I'm gonna tell you guys about Marty McFly. He is the true essence. Story behind Pop Locking is the reason why I say he's the true essence of a Compton Pop Locker. The story behind Pop Locking, man, especially in Compton, it saved lives. You know, most of the people who were doing this dance are gang members. And Pop Locking, a lot of people forget, especially now in 2017, due to the fact that it is now all in dance studios and everything like ballet is. Pop Locking is from the streets. So who was doing the street dance? The street people. Street people was thugs and hoodlums and gangsters. And not to diminish Marty McFly's image, but he was a gangster. You know? And this is why I say he is the true essence of a Compton Pop Locker, because the dance, just like it did for me, did for him, saved his life.
Right.
And that's the power and the beauty. That's the power and the beauty of Pop Locking, man. Pop Locking, it was a distraction from all the negativity that we could have continued to be in. And I'm going to tell you what makes it was even better. Marty McFly grew up in a Crip neighborhood. Versus me from the other side. But because of this dance, he and I are brothers.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So look what this dance has done. Look what this dance has done. You know, me and this dude is doing routines shoulder to shoulder from stage to stage next to each other. You know?
Yeah. Yo, that's big.
And we come from a city. We come from a city where we're not even supposed to like each other. But this dance has a soul that's so strong, it kicked all that shit to the side. It got rid of all that negativity and brought us together. So, bottom line, Pop Locking has been saving black lives since the 70s. It created peace, man.
That's cool.
We need to be Pop Locking and break dancing forever.
Man, I wish we was on TV so you could pull a picture of a Marty McFly. That dude wears the original gangster dog cap. And I don't know if you guys are hip to, you know, the LA style, but the golf cap. Is one of the signature styles for gangsters back in the 70s and early 80s. This dude still wears them. You know?
Triple.
That's right.
So, he is the true essence of Pop Locking, man. And it's a pleasure to have him in my crew, the Hibati Puppets, West Coast Pop Locking.
For sure. Thank you, brother.
All right. So, Marty McFly, tell us about
what's up.
What is your like with Cool Boy? Tell us about your perspective of meeting him for the first time. you being from one side, he being from the other side. How did all this come about?
Well, I saw him all over the place at different events, different pop blocking events. But, you know, I knew where he was from. But, you know, I know everybody went to their events. They didn't know each other. So I used to see him busting out there. I was like, damn, I want to get out with them, because they had the old English letters, Dickies. A lot of people don't wear Dickies when they pop lock. It's only a few. So after that, I saw him at a couple of shows. Then he hit me up on Facebook to come get down with him in a video out here in Riverside. So I told him I'd come out. That was the first video I ever done. You know, I came out, got down in the video, and after that, we've been together ever since.
Oh, man, Marty.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, man, that you have the footage of when we were actually at the Papa's Picnic and came across each other for the first time. Yeah. But I didn't mean to interrupt you, man. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Yeah, that was weird because we was at a Papa's Picnic and he was right across from me and I was bussing. For the first time, they made me go out there. I wasn't really getting down, you know, back then. But I went out there, and he was looking at me like he wanted to get me. When he come out there, he knew I was from Compton because there's a certain way you pop lock.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's the first time, and I got the video. I got the video of that. And, yeah, after that, we're here now.
Mhm. 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 That's right.
Mm. In a one-on-one.
Go ahead.
In a one-on-one battle,
mm-hmm.
Who would be the victim, or would it be a tie?
Between who and who?
With me and Cool.
Yeah.
Are you asking between me and him?
Yes, sir. One-on-one between you and Marty McFly.
I'd tear Marty's ass up, man.
Yeah, I knew a heathen would say something like that. See, I was getting ready to say, no, we can't go against each other, but look at that.
We don't get out like that, but we do it. I guess, you know how, you know, boxers, man, they have sparring partners, and they jump in the ring with each other, and they're not really trying to brutalize one another because, you know, they're on the same, probably the same Olympic team or same boxing camp or whatever. So we may do stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Meaning we'll spar pop lock and mess around or whatever, stuff like that. But we on the same side, man. We don't battle each other.
Yeah, we got enough. We got enough people trying to do that.
We got to know,
doing that. We got to stick together. They trying to get us. You know,
that sounds like a story in itself right there.
Right. No, that's a whole nother topic. Man. We're just trying to keep the public, keep it alive. Keep it going for the young ones.
That's right. That's cool, too. That's cool. That's cool, man. Definitely. Pleasure to have you on the show. I need to have you back on the show, too. About your life and how you pop locking from the beginning till now. So if you have a pen, Marty McFly, if you want to give me your email address, I'm going to record it down and send you an email.
Oh, okay.
Whenever you're ready, if you have an email address, I'll take it.
Okay. It's Marty McFly. Fly is FLIE .mm at Gmail.
Okay. Cool. Gmail.com. Got saved in there. Pleasure, brother. We appreciate you.
Affliction.
Affliction. Had a beautiful time with you, and we look forward to getting with you a little bit later on. We thank you.
No problem. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Definitely Marty McFly on my celebrity life with Mr. Cool Boy, pop blocking love around this thing. Gonna hold you just a little while longer. This has been a dope and awesome show. I hope that all people that are listening, that are tuning in, that are subscribing in, that are following, that and also will hear this at a later date. Please do you hear this whole entirety. Soak it all up. Hear this knowledge that's being dropped. Hear this story that's being told, and that's very ideal, and we need this to happen. Now, you said something, I'm going to fast forward a little bit up until today's current time. You spoke of something about breaking, like back in the day, you know, they had the East Coast version of it, and then you guys had spot blocking. I think my opinion, I don't know who would do it or if it's been done yet, I think a movie should be made similar to breaking for pop blocking. And you definitely should be, if not an executive producer, like definitely one of the great consultants to it, because it is be needs to talk, because I don't want to get all obscured in history, because we know how things go. Other cultures will take upon it, and it will disappear from the originators such as yourselves or the earlier pioneers such as yourself. When you looked at like breaking like back in the day and Beach Street and all of that, what was the feeling that you got from it as far as seeing it on like the East Coast in a different form? And did you ever think to yourself, we need to make a
– Well, when I saw Beach Street, I'm going to say it was a learning lesson. I learned something from it because that was New York, and that's how they got down. And, you know, they – pop locking down in the subway stations, and I mean the breakdancing in the subway stations and train stations or whatever, and you know they doing the graffiti on the trains and wearing the big ski coats and the gazelle glasses and the Lee jeans. That was their style. So you know it tripped me out, like wow, look at their style, man. Because our style was, you know, we were in khaki suits and Chuck Taylors and beanies and you know. That's how we were dressing, man. So to see their style was very interesting in that movie, Beach Street, you know, and to see how serious they took their craft, especially it wasn't just about breakdancing. It was pretty much about hip hop. And that's why I like Beach Street, because you got rappers in there rapping, you know. You got the breakdancers breakdancing. You got the DJs in there cutting and scratching. You got the graffiti artists, you know. So I truly like Beach Street, man. It was real. Breaking, on the other hand, I love the movie, but I didn't care too much for the storyline. The storyline was wacky. You know, okay. And it wasn't real, you know. I got much love and respect for the dancers that was in that movie, you know. Poppin' Pete, Taco, Boogaloo Shrimp, Sabadoo is one of the original lockers who locked with Rerun, who we were talking about earlier. If you guys don't know who Boogaloo Shrimp is, he played Turbo in the movie. He's the one that had the broom in front of the liquor store.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who I talk to a lot, you know. We communicate a lot, man.
Appreciated
the skill that I saw in that movie, but I didn't like the storyline, you know.
Okay. Because
it wasn't hood,
yeah.
Just to keep it real, you know. Are you there?
No, I wasn't. You're right. No, I'm there. You're right. It was very commercial. You're right. It was.
Yeah. You know, it was about some white girl wanted to run with the pop lock, you know, with the pop lock. And her dad was mad at her. And, man, well, nobody cared about that. You know, show the part, man, where, you know, how it saved our lives from gangbanging, how we stopped shooting at each other and started dancing against each other, you know.
That's right. No, that's right. And that's very ideal. You're right. You channel that energy into something else, make it more productive, more positive, and keep moving forward and unite back like how we're supposed to be. So you're right. You're right. And if we go back in ancient times, we'll see a gang is nothing more than a tribe in a sense. And even then, they battled and danced back then, too. Way back in Africa, you had many different things, many different festivals and festivities that are lost to history. So you're absolutely right. I think that's very important to keep that spirit of ourselves alive and dancing and moving to the shape and to the rhythm of the universe. Because like you said earlier, not something that you learn. It is something that just bubbles up from the soul, and it activates the spirit, and the spirit animates the flesh, and then you begin to illuminate and shine. So you're definitely right. I'm with that all of the way. We love having you on the show this evening. We're just going to hold you for a little while longer, a few more questions. If anyone wants to get in contact with you, Cool Boy, how would they go about doing that?
Okay, my email is available, and it's cool. thegatekeeper1@yahoo.com. thegatekeeper1@yahoo.com. Send me an email. Or find me on Facebook. Type in Cool Boy, but with a K. I got about 4 or 5 pages, so you'll find one of them, and I'll monitor all of them. But Cool Boy Show with a K.
I was about to say, which one do we go on?
True, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you tune in, subscribe, follow, be a part of the Cool Boy, the great Cool Boy, and his dynamic career as a dancer, as an artist, as an entertainer. Now, what type of events do you perform at, in the sense of, will you do birthday parties? Will you do bar mitzvahs? We know you go on tour with different celebrity artists. Is there any event too small or anything like that when someone wants to book you, for example, like a club performance or either a walkthrough? Are you open to like almost any type of event to show off your skills?
Man, we do it all. If you have love and respect for pop locking and you want us there, we're there. That's all it takes. You know, the love and respect for it. You want us to come get down, we'll come get down. You know? Of course there's a dollar sign behind it. But
that's fine.
Yeah, there's not too many shows we turn down. And that's just something connected with being a negative. But other than that, yeah, man, we done fashion shows, lowrider car shows, costume shows, Halloween shows, man, New Year's Eve parties, birthday parties, you know, concerts.
What about youth conferences at church?
I'm sorry?
A youth conference at church?
We've done things for churches, but it wasn't at a church. And it was for the youth. And I love doing things for the kids. Those are super fun. We've done stuff for the churches and things like that. So sometimes they just have us come out and, you know, we play with the kids. You know?
Okay. That's cool.
You know, the beauty of pop locking, the beauty of pop locking is I can do a show with the rappers tonight and turn around and jump on stage tomorrow with the old school funk band artist.
Ooh,
you see what
ooh.
I'm saying?
That's right. That's a beautiful duality right there.
Yeah. We do. We do shows with funk. Normally, with the funk band concerts, they normally use us for intermission. So, say, for instance, to function to be on stage. And then when they finish, we're the ones that go out there and keep the crowd entertained until then the next group comes out, like maybe Cameo or something. And then when Cameo get off stage, we go back out there again, and we just keep that crowd entertained.
Hmm. Man, that's dope. I need to come out to Cali, check that out. I know that's amazing. Because I watch you guys' videos on YouTube and on your Facebook page. And yeah. I'm enjoying it. We do have one final caller. I see you're still on the line. I'm going to let you on for one final time. If you hear the unmute, as soon as it drops, you on the line with Pool Boy. If you are there, this is your final time. Send some love, send some shout out. I know you've been waiting a while. Welcome to the show, caller, if you are still there. Caller? All right. Thank you for calling in. Maybe just want to listen. That's fine, too. Cool, boy. Before we let you out of here, we're going to play a game with you. And we're going to ask after the game that we play with you that you leave please leave a message of peace and prosperity and love, not only for the youth, but for your peer group and your elders as well, because all of us need some inspiration, especially in these times, in these political times, as well as please leave a message for yourself. Look at that message as a time count. And as we talk, this interview will be forever online, as long as this form of technology exists. In 100 years from now, some young guy or even possibly female coming from Compton and everywhere else will be able to find and discover who you are and hear your life in your own words. Oftentimes when we look at these biopics, we look at these movies, even Tupac's movie is about to drop too as well, we're hearing things from people in a different perspective. Someone else of a different culture is telling our story. And myself personally, I really have a distaste for that. I want to hear from your mouth, and see things from your eyes, what you've experienced, not some third party who is trying to understand and, you know, dictate and speak upon who you are. So, before we get to that message at the final end, I created this game on the fly. So here we go. The objective of the game is to win $500 million. The task
to win
the game, to win $500 million. The task of the game.
I like this game already.
You have to choose 13 dancers. The reason why you're choosing 13 dancers is because you're going to win that $500 million. Now, who are you battling in this game? Opposite of the 13 people that's on your team, you're battling against every dancer that is known to man, whether that person be a legendary, iconic person like Michael Jackson, or that person be an iconic person like yourself, or that brother or that sister that either didn't make it or died on the block or was never known by anyone else other than yourself. You have to choose 13 people. Who would those 13 people you would take onto that stage to win that 500 mil and why?
Oh, wow. I'm going to get that money. So even if I just go up there by myself,
that's
a lot of money. Okay, well, first I'm going to have to grab my two right-hand men. And that would be Marty McFly, of course. Pop Lock and G, of course. I'm going to have to go get my old schoolers. I'm going to have to go grab my homie Tick-A-Lot, One-Armed Bandit. How many is that so far?
Let's see. We got four. We got two of your aces, One-Arm, and you said Tick-A-Lot. Okay, yeah.
We got plus you. I would say that's five. We got five right now.
I'm grabbing all old school pop blockers because those are the best.
I'm gonna grab the
entire LA bopping crew, and that's five of them.
Okay.
And how many I'm at so far now?
You at 10. You got three left.
Three left. I'm gonna have to grab the One-Armed Bandit, I'm going to have to grab Scorpio, and I'm going to have to grab the King of Pop, Mr. Anthony A. King.
Okay.
Let's go get the money.
Let's go get the money. Hey, can I get that advance check right now, homie?
If I have it, it'll be yours.
You need my bank account? You need my account number?
No.
Oh, this was for play.
You playing with his emotions, G.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think your bank take Monopoly money.
Right.
That's what's up. Yes. This is a hypothetical game. You did a wonderful job. I thank you for calling in and being a part of the show. You are a truly dope icon and legendary person. I hope that, and no, not I hope, history and herstory and our story will definitely record all of your accomplishments, all of your achievements, all the things that you have done for others. As you've been successful, you have reached back and pulled up. So we are defying the very statement that we are crabs in the barrel, because we are not. Sometimes we just need somebody with the divine light, such as yourself, that's around your life, to bring us into the light and to light our pathways. So we appreciate you. We thank you for being on to the show. And if I may, one final thing I may ask of you is to just leave a message of peace and love and prosperity and positivity to the youth, your peer group, your elders, and as well, leave something for yourself. Well, you can always come back and visit this portion of the interview. Even sometimes we have to inspire ourselves. So, take as little as you like.
Peace.
Or as long as you need.
Peace. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, no, sir. It is your sign, uninterrupted.
Hey, peace, pop-lock love, and prosperity. To the youth, never let nobody tell you you can't do what you want to do. Do your own thing. Be yourself. There it is.
There it is. Short and sweet. You got to make sure you visit this interview. I am your host for this evening. My name is G Holla. It's not Gula. It's not Guala. It's not Diola. I know sometimes y'all see it on social media and you're like, what is this guy's name? But it's G. It is G Holla. You'll find this radio interview on gholla.com as well as gholaradio.com, fgmedia.net. My beautiful and wonderful co-host for this evening would be Kayla.
Yes, Kayla, not Kayla, not Kayla, but Kayla.
Pop like love to Kayla. Thank you very much, Kayla.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Spanish Mommy. You know, we appreciate you bringing some Hispanic love upon the radio show. So definitely cool, beautiful young lady. And everybody be of the light, be of peace, and continue to shine, and everybody stay on their square. Have a good evening. Thank you all for tuning in out there in the internet world of radio. We got Mr. Cool Boy. I'm going to spell it one more time for you. That's that K in there. Put that O-O or them two I's, that L. Slap that space in there. B-O-Y, not B-O-I, not to be confused with that, but it's B-O-Y. It's a cool boy. Make sure you put him in Google, put him in Bing, put him in every social media that there is. He will pop up. He will show you pop, lock, and love. And we are out on the east side of GA. And showing West Coast love once again, my big brother. Shouts out to you, brother, and be of peace.
Pop, lock.
Pop, lock, and love. Thank you.